Hey, RBWs, welcome to another episode of the Rich Black Woman Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about where the money resides and finding capital for your business. As an entrepreneur, you know that finding capital for your business is the biggest challenge next to finding great talent. And capital and cash flow are king to having a thriving, growing business that you can scale. And I wanted to draw attention to that we are in one of the biggest eras for capital opportunities through grants and low interest rate loans due to the pandemic. And we want you to be able to take advantage of this and these different opportunities. So we'll get right into it, but wanted to share just some really quick tips and tools that you can utilize to help get your part of the pie, to help secure the bag for some capital, especially going into 2022. So, right now, grants are hot, and grants are hot for us, Black people. Go figure. In this post-George Floyd world, many corporations have realized suddenly their aha moment, nothing that we didn't already know, but really taking a look at the systemic corporate racism and structural racism that truly prevents many Black business owners from having access and equitable loan offers, grant offers, and access to investors. And so realizing that there are a myriad of different companies that have started new programs, particularly dedicated to Black entrepreneurs. And so it's time for us to leverage this for our benefit. So grants right now are king and they're hot. And I want to talk about how do you score one? Should you engage a professional grant writer or should you go at it alone? Is it complicated? It really isn't. And that's what I want to share with you all. People hear grant and they think that you have to write a dissertation and that you have to be a professional grant writer with a PhD or tons of experience. And the truth is, RBWs, is that anyone, and I mean anyone, you or me, meaning any RBW, can write a grant and get your grant funded. All you need to know truly is your why, your story. That's really the crux of the matter. And also having your corporate papers, your nonprofit papers, whatever legal paperwork that you have for your business entity, those are some of the things that you're going to want to have by your side as you go through the grant process. What's really awesome through the pandemic, though, is that many corporations have streamlined and utilized cloud-based or app-based application processes. So they've really streamlined it so that it's intuitive for you to apply, easy for you to apply, and there's pretty standard questions. And so all you need to do, honestly, is to apply. Go through the process, go through the steps, set aside time to actually write down what your why is, what your story is, and then actually submit your application. So before you go down the road of grant writing, don't think that you have to engage a professional grant writer initially, particularly if you're going for smaller, lower level grants like $5,000, $10,000, up to $25,000, $50,000. If you're considering a six-figure grant, yeah, sure. Consider maybe getting a professional grant writer, or if it's a really big contract opportunity and it's your first time, you certainly may want to consult with a professional grant writer who has a track record. Obviously, you want to make sure that you check their references, do some background research on them, see what the word out on the street is about them, and see what their success rate is as well. And there are plenty of easy tools that you can utilize for that. And you can also ask that grant writing consultant or consulting firm for references and find out, you know, what's their success rate. But for those of us that want to try to go it alone, at least initially, and get some success under your belt, what you need to do is first and foremost, figure out your why. And this is something that you should already have as a business owner. You know, what is the solution or the problem that you solve? And then what is the solution that you provide for that problem? What's the mission of your organization? What do you do that's different? What makes you stand out from the crowd? Why are you the it business or it service or it brand? Bring that to life. Write it in a Google Doc, a Microsoft Word doc, somewhere, and add to it. And really just kind of, you know, look at press releases, any kind of content or evergreen boilerplate verbiage that you've put together already, which I'm sure you have if you already have an existing business. But you might want to fine tune it and also make it timely. Like, what are you doing differently in this pandemic? And oftentimes, what I encourage people to do is to actually go to the grant application and scan for what those questions are that they're going to be asking. Copy and paste those into a separate document so that you can work on it separately. And then when you're ready to go and you've completed that and really thought through all your answers to the questions, not only can you save that now as a document that you're going to keep in your files that you can then come to and update and utilize for any other grants in the future, but you can easily just copy and paste those answers into your grant application. And what's wonderful is that when you get your first yes, when you get some funding alongside a grant, you can go back and look at, okay, what did I say that must have greenlit this funding, you know, and don't change it. You know, if it worked the first time, continue with that same story and continue with that formula. Because a lot of times, RBWs, it's all about a formula and finding what works and finding what people are into and what is kind of timely. So again, if you're doing something new or different in the pandemic, if how did you pivot during the pandemic? How do you need to pivot during the pandemic? You know, most grants always want to know, obviously, what you're going to be utilizing the funds for. And a lot of times it can be just basic stuff. But are you doing something different to expand or scale your business? You know, are you transitioning more from a brick and mortar to now more of an e-commerce environment? So you want to make sure that you're hitting on things like that, that shows that you are actually thinking out, that you're thinking out towards the future. And you're also in line with how business is now being done. And so right now, I just want to make sure that you guys are aware there are a lot of advertising, particularly if you're active on social media, for grant writing support agencies. But be, you know, do your due diligence before you engage a grant writer. I still say you don't need one at first for single entrepreneurs. But certainly, again, if you've got like a bigger opportunity, you may want to consult with someone and you're going to do your due diligence there. The other part of grants is that it really is just a formula, meaning it's a straightforward application process that just wants to know what your business does, what kind of business you have, what industry you're in, your NAICS code, which is basically, that's NAICS, which is basically kind of the category, if you will, of your industry. So let's say you are an educational services company. Are you in education or are you in manufacturing, etc.? So it's really the category of what your business services does. What your company structure is, you're going to want to make sure that you have like your latest tax return, that you have your latest P&L that your bookkeeper has done for you. So that you can pull out any key financial numbers like your cost of goods or what your revenue was for the prior year, etc. So those are things that if you don't have them, A, that means that you've got to get your business into shape because it's kind of step one. You need to know what your numbers are and what you brought in and what you spent. So connect with a good tax professional if you don't have one already. And a bookkeeper so that they can process that for you. And it's a really easy and simple process. And then you're good to go. Put all that stuff in a file folder, and then that's your go-to documentation that you're going to be consistently asked for as you apply for grants. You can also look for different resources, particularly for grants that are exclusive to African American business owners, African American women. One of those is, and I would encourage you all to get on the email list of several organizations, because they tend to keep a pulse on grants as they are published and as those grant submission windows are opened and released, and then when they're closed. And you know, another great tool that you can do is create an Excel spreadsheet or Google spreadsheet of the grant name, the grant deadline date, any materials that were requested. And so you can start to keep track, and almost like you would have a sales pipeline, you're going to have a pipeline of grants that you have applied to, and you're going to hit, you know, and receive some of those grants. It's just like sales, right? As you're prospecting, you're building your funnel. Some of those are going to be no's, but there's going to be some yeses too. And so as you check those off, you can see, begin to look at any patterns. You know, where have you had success? Where might you fine tune or try again next year for ones that you were denied? I would definitely encourage you to look up SCORE, which is affiliated with the SBA. And basically, SCORES are all across the country, and that's S-C-O-R-E. And SCORE is comprised of business consultants. Oftentimes, they have mentors that can be helpful to your business as well. People who have expertise in your particular field, or who have expertise in particular subjects, like let's say someone who has expertise in marketing, or someone who has expertise in supply chain or distribution. And it's all free. That's right, it's free 99. And it's completely funded through the SBA. Every major city has a SCORE chapter. Oftentimes there are multiple chapters within a city, especially if you're living in a big metropolis area. And what's great and what's come out of the pandemic is that you can actually attend many of SCORE's educational workshops, not only in person, but they've really launched their online presence in a huge major way since the pandemic started. And so you could connect to a SCORE in a whole nother city or region. And sometimes the SCORE chapters are better than others. Sometimes they just have better resources, I guess, or better something. And so you'll notice that the quality and content might be better with one chapter of SCORE than in another part of the city. And you can join their email list. You can join any of their webinars and or in-person events. And you can also sign up for having a mentor. But SCORE is really great. They're very connected to a lot of the government grant opportunities and will send information out regularly on what those opportunities are. So definitely sign up for your local SCORE chapter. You'll also want to sign up for the SBA mailing list. Follow them on Instagram as well. And that's another great way for any grants. For example, everyone knows, or you should have known, that the SBA had over the last 18 months or so the COVID EIDL grant. That's E-I-D-L, and that's the Emergency Injury Disaster Loan Grant. And so there were actually grants that were given, meaning you don't have to pay any of the monies back. And then there are also loans given based off of your revenue. And so those loans, of course, you do have to pay that back, but the interest rate is very minor. And you have a couple of years to even begin paying that back should you be approved for a COVID EIDL loan. And you actually have till December 31st to do that. If anyone's interested, just Google it. It's a very easy, simple process. It should only take you about 20 minutes to actually get that application going. So you're going to sign up for SCORE. You're going to sign up for the SBA. Hello Alice is the third one that I want you to consider signing up for. Follow them also on Instagram. And Hello Alice is in partnership with the NAACP. They have grant notifications nearly every other day. And they're very active in the space, and they've been working with a lot of different organizations on a variety of grants. So definitely sign up for Hello Alice and follow them on Instagram. New Voices was started. It's a venture started by the gentleman, I believe his name is Richelieu Dennis, who was the founder of Shea Moisture. He ended up in Sundial Brands. He ended up selling that for, I believe, the tune of $300 to $400 million. Him and his mom actually started that business and both sold that. And so they're both left with a huge bag. And then he has started New Voices, and with the sole mission of really uplifting Black female entrepreneurs. Follow them on Instagram. They have fantastic resources on grants on a daily and weekly basis as well. And then I mentioned developing a calendar or a tracker, but definitely want to put dates in your calendar. Block off time, build your funnel, you know, dedicate an hour every week to a grant that you're going to apply to. Make a goal to apply every week to a grant. The grant process, as I mentioned, is less cumbersome today than it has been in the past because everything is digital. And you can keep, you know, your files kind of all together in one place, put it all on, you know, in a particular folder or a particular flash drive, however you like to do it. If you do it on Google Drive, etc. The best grants allow you to see, you know, what questions they're going to ask. So I would definitely encourage you to scan through the application first, then go gather the materials that they're asking for and write your story and have someone else take a look at your story and give you feedback on that. But most importantly, create that excitement. It's your elevator pitch in the form of a grant. Sometimes they might ask you if you're open to, you know, marketing or visibility, PR opportunities, if you do receive the grant as well. And so typically that's something that you want to make sure that you're down for, but hey, that's great advertisement for your business. Some of the most common documentation that's requested include bank statements. They will also ask you for your bank routing number and bank account number. And that's really because, hey, if you get approved, bam, they're going to drop that money in there. And you're going to wake up and you're going to see, hey, why do I have a deposit of X amount of dollars? And it's that grant in there. Your W-9 for your business, any current tax forms from the most recent year, driver's license to prove and say who you are, articles of incorporation or your LLC, know your sales again from the most recent tax year. You want to scan all these documents, you know, into your hard drive or an external drive, whatever you like to do. And then there you have it. You've got your tools for success for getting some grants, free money, free 99 grants. And a couple other resources you want to check out, you can go to grants.gov. You want to also register your business with sam.gov as well. And then Google. You could set a Google alert for, you know, grants in particular, and have that come into your inbox every morning or however frequently you would like to do that. So hopefully you all found some really great new tips on how to raise capital through grant writing for yourself. It is not a big deal. It is not a long, arduous process, as many people probably think. It's actually a quite simple process, and just sit down and do it, and you will be happy that you did. You can thank us later and tell us if you get your first grant. Shout us out on Instagram and let us know. So that's where the money resides, RVWs. Until our next episode, live richly.
Welcome to the Rich Black Woman Podcast, where we empower you to be rich in mind, body, and bank. I'm Yaz, your host, and let's get into this week's episode.
Well, that's a wrap, RBWs. Thank you for listening to the Rich Black Woman Podcast. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. If you like what you heard and you want more of it, please subscribe to our podcast. Until next time, live richly.